You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. All right, ladies, class is in session. Today, I want to talk a little bit about this common mistake that I'm seeing when people try to promote literally anything, an event, product, service, anything, literally anything. If your call to action is, you know, buy the book today, come to the event, my question to you is, for what? For what? I need us to practice being subtle. So I want you to think about it like this. And this is going to be a horrible parallel. But if you haven't been able to tell yet, I pop on here, I run my mouth, and I get off. There are no notes. There is no outline. I'm taking a totally different approach so that I don't overthink this and I can commit to doing it daily. Okay? So get comfortable being with me in a space where the thought's not fully formed, but the essence of the message is there and that's not going to waver. Okay? Think about it like this, and I'm literally coming up with this on the spot. It might be very obvious. When it comes to flirting, the art of flirting, sometimes there's something seductive, there's something attractive about being subtle in communicating a message that you're interested. The message of whatever you're doing, the subtext, the meta message is that this person's interested. And sometimes screaming it outright could have a different effect. We're turned off if a person's like, hey, I'm super interested. Let's go out tomorrow night. Like, okay, maybe I was interested, but you're coming on too strong. It's too in your face. Maybe if you just kind of gave me a taste of what the experience with you would be like and it was subtle and we talked a little bit beforehand, then obviously I know the call to action is to go out with you. Okay, I've been married for 5 years now, so you let me know if this parallel is rough and not relevant. Okay, but it's like if a person's expressing interest and they want to take you out, that will be obvious. You don't have to declare it. What I'm noticing is either on social media or whatever it is, YouTube, whatever it is, I have authors that we've represented authors and they want us to go on and create content for them that's got them like holding the book and being like, buy this book. For what? I think we tend to underestimate the intelligence of our audience. So while we need to make it clear how we can serve them, what it is we do, you want to be clear on that language, you know, who I am, the space that I, you know, operate in, what my services are, that needs to all be clear. But when the call to action is buy this book, that is obvious. So I want you to think about whatever story you're trying to pitch, whatever product you're trying to sell. And I need that to almost be like under the covers. I need it to be in the background. Instead, the way that you can attract an audience, especially when you're pitching the media, is not to say, this is who I am and I have a book that I can sell. People should buy my book. Because that is an advertisement and it offers no value to the person who's listening, right? Think about that. If you're listening to a podcast or reading a social media content that most of you probably scroll over, but if you gave it the time of day and you're actually reading it and it's like, buy my book, that is an ad. Come to our event. It's going to be so much fun. Come to our event. That's an ad. As soon as you speak to a larger issue that's touching on my needs and things like that, and then you position your book as the thing that's going to help alleviate those needs or coming to this event as an experience that I need to help me with whatever other issues I have going on, now you've roped me in. For some of you, this message will be obvious. For others, you're having a moment where you realize that's what you've been doing wrong this entire time with pitching your brand and whatever your service is. I strongly encourage you, and this is what good PR people do, every freaking day. Some of them multiple times throughout the day. I just can't dedicate that much time anymore. I'm running two businesses. I have two little ones under four, okay? But we check the news constantly. I'm always looking at various media outlets. I'm always looking at Twitter, always, because it shows me what's going on in real time. And it speaks to little pain points and these little indicators of what's going on a larger scale. What are the trends with the economy? What are our biggest concerns with education? I'll tell you right now, I know a lot of news anchors that I've specifically spoken to and journalists I've had conversations with. they have said explicitly, like if it's about sex or money or if it's showing people how they can do something better or faster or cheaper, that's what people want to hear. How are their problems being solved? So if you are coming out the gate with, I want to date you, let's go on a date, instead of like talking about how, you know, I look nice and, you know, having a conversation with me that shows me you're a great conversationalist and being with you is a really fun experience. I know that my option at the end of it is to go out with you. We need to treat our services and our branding and our pitching the same way. They know that they know that at the end of the day, they can book a session with you. They know that they can get a ticket to your event. Why should they care? How is this particular event or product going to help me with a larger issue? How's it going to teach me to do something cheaper? How's it going to help me as a mom do things faster and more efficiently? How is it going to help to give me clarity on something I've been struggling with for so long and I'm done ruminating with it? I'm done being burdened by it. How is it offering a solution to larger national, maybe even global issues of inflation or, you know, the mental health? That's something that's got so many little niche things underneath it. So instead of come to my event, how will it help me, you know, to stop ruminating about this particular issue or with my mental health, you know, issues and tendencies in this way by offering me a chance to connect with other people, which is something I feel like I've been deprived of lately. Okay. So speaking to that will bring people essentially to the thing you wanted to draw them to anyway. So for those of you who are kind of good at flirting, I need you to tap into that. I need you to channel the art of seduction and use that to sell your product. Okay. So think about that when you're pitching the media. I hope you are not going in journalist emails with, this is who I am and I'm an expert and I'd love to come on and talk about this expert thing, you know, and then you think you're going to go on that podcast as a guest and be like, buy my service. That's not happening. So I know there's an audience who's hearing that and is like, oh my gosh, this is what I've been doing wrong. Others of you are like, yeah, obviously, whatever. Let the message hit you where it does. I want you to look at your next social media post. This is your homework. And look at how obvious the sell is. And then see if you can kind of massage it a little bit and smooth the edges. And let's just see the kind of results that you get. Okay, good luck. If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members-only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members-only. And until then, class dismissed.